to serve our communities. In the meantime, from our Charmin family to yours, please stay safe.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
After 35 long years, Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Quack and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Quack and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We're live on The Roar on a Friday, June 26th, 2020. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. And hopefully, we are about to have our final Friday show in the last month without competitive team sports. I know that's a lot. That's a lot of modifiers there, but I'm quite hopeful. At this point, Kelly.
Hey, we'll take the clock. We'll take it. Now, we should add that because I promise you the Premier League text is coming in 3, 2, 1.
Whatever.
But we'll say team sports on American soil. Yes.
Right. I'm not that worried about the globe right now. I'm not that worried about globe. I'm just going to say that.
Just kind of got to focus on our own problems right now.
Yeah, you call me xenophobe if you want to, but I just kind of want to see our sports right now. I just want to see our sports.
I get it.
You doing okay today, Kelly?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
Fantastic.
The station is a little quiet today, as it has been.
I think that's a summer Friday.
For a while.
That's quarantine coronavirus. No quarantine coronavirus, right?
Yeah, that's just normal. Summer Friday, a little quieter around here. But yeah, we're getting ready for a weekend, and then we've got July 4th, which means next week, Quack. You know what it is. You know what next week
is. I do. It's your birth week.
Do you want to say it?
It's your birth week.
Woohoo! Can't wait.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
It's going to be great.
That's incredible.
Very exciting times. I know you're excited.
What are the plans? Like, I don't want you to tell us everything, but what's your plan? Because I'm sure I'll ask you between now and next week.
I don't know if I need to be sharing my plan.
Oh, great.
Just because there's going to be people who might say I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, etc.
Awkward. Well, you didn't have to say that. I mean, I wouldn't try to tell on
you. Okay.
I wouldn't try to get you in trouble.
I will be celebrating my birthday with some other people, but a small group of people, a very small group of people.
That's fine.
And yeah, that's what we're going to do.
You can't avoid all people.
Right.
You can't avoid all people.
But I mean, most people you can't avoid. Most
that's
people
right.
You
and should, frankly.
Yes.
Most of y'all should be avoided out there. We have a busy show today. We've got a busy slate of guests coming up in our first little bit here. In the next segment, we've got Brett Friedlander, who was Nostradamus. We got to give Brett some credit on the show because he was Nostradamus. He said, look, I would not be surprised if John Swafford doesn't step aside because the tournament's back in Greensboro. And he's got his network on good footing. Wouldn't be surprised if he rolled out. And sure enough, Swaffy is rolling out. And so we're going to talk to Brett Friedlander about that. 12:45, Mark Childress is going to join us as well, talking Clemson's greatest games of this week, which is always an exciting time. And then at 1:05, we have, from Pick 6 Previews, Brett Ciancia, who we talked about earlier in the week. He is, but he's great on Twitter, first of all. But he had Florida and Oregon in his college football playoff teams.
Yes.
For this upcoming season. And so we want to give him props and give him a chance to explain that. He also, I'm going to give him props on this, and I'll say it a bunch of times. He, like me and some others, had Utah in the playoff last year, so I feel we were kindred spirits. I'm going to give him credit when he comes on with us again as well, but he also did not have Alabama in the playoff, and he did have Ohio State in the playoff last year.
It's well done.
So that was a combination that not a lot of people had coming into the season. In fact, I don't think any of the publications, the major publications, had Ohio State and not Alabama, I think. That was correct. So anyway, we're going to get Brett on.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And his reasoning for Florida is something that I agree with. We talked about this, I guess, early in the week. His reasoning for Oregon, he's convincing me a little more. So I think his argument for Oregon is really interesting. And it does make sense. Oregon is a little bit of a stretch. I think even he would admit that a little bit compared to the other three. But I do want to hear what he says about Oregon. And then so he actually sent us the preview book, which we got lucky there. So he's got this whole
yes.
preview book, and you can go buy it on pick6previews.com. And it's downloadable, so it's a very, very millennial kind of thing, right?
You go and it's only Power 5, too.
Yes.
So whereas some other publications give you the group of five, he's sticking only to Power 5. He has some neat charts and graphs and ways to contextualize historical data, too, that's pretty interesting, depending on who your favorite program is. So I would encourage you to check that out. It is, I mean, I was going to ask him, you know, or I wasn't going to ask him for one. I was going to pay the $20.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you guys are having me on. We'll give you a complimentary copy. And I would say definitely worth the $20.
And I like to, this is a small thing, but in a lot of the preview magazines, they sort the teams in each league alphabetically. And I know this is small, but in his preview, he sorts them by order of finish, which I like.
Yep.
I feel like that's the better way to go through it. And it kind of helps me track that in my mind. But I was reading the Clemson preview, and it was really good. And this stat, I feel like we both knew this stat on some level, but the way it was written out, it is a pretty mind-blowing stat. And I tweeted this out today. From the Clemson preview, he says the average FBS defense allows 28 points per game. Clemson has allowed 28 or more points per game just three times in the last 3 years. That's three
wow.
out of 44 games. That's 6%.
That's not bad, Kelly. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Pretty blessed. Pretty hashtag blessed.
One of them's LSU.
Yeah. Let's
one
see.
Of them's LSU.
What were some of the other
South
ones?
Carolina.
South Carolina would have been one, 35.
And then I have to go see the other one, because Alabama in the Sugar Bowl was 24 points. So I'd have to look that up. But
Let's see.
That stat is crazy.
Well, it wasn't Alabama, like you say.
It wasn't North Carolina.
I'm trying to think. In the last 3 years,
it wasn't
said?
Syracuse, I don't even
Without
believe.
Looking it up, I don't think it was Syracuse. Let's see.
What's your guess? I'll look at what. Let's see if you can talk it through and see if you can
let's
get it.
Let's see. A guess. In the last 3 years.
Oh,
would
wow.
Would it have been Louisville?
Okay.
No,
so
they didn't give up that many points to Louisville.
I think I've
in
got
17.
It. We're talking 17, 18, 19.
Texas A&M.
Nope. A&M was 26.
No, 26. That's right. Because it was a 2-point conversion.
I would have never guessed this. LSU was one. South Carolina, they gave up 35 points last year in 2018. It's from 2017. I would have never guessed this. No one on the text line's gotten it yet.
Golly. Who in 2017?
Let me just give you hints till you get it. It was
who,
2017. It was an away game.
Okay. Not Virginia Tech. That was the big one.
Virginia Tech, Clemson gave up 17.
who would it have been in a away game in 17? Would it have been... No. No.
Clemson gave up 27 to
Florida State?
Nope. Two texters have gotten it. Or three.
I'm just going to start naming teams now.
It's probably
Let's
best.
Let's see. Wake Forest.
It was a ranked matchup on the road. It was a big game. It was a big game.
In 17?
It was a really fun game.
It was a fun game?
It was back and forth. There was a lot of craziness. There were some towels and maybe a laptop involved.
Oh, NC State.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about NC State. Oh, man.
NC State, 38-31, Clemson.
Tavian Feaster. That is so disrespectful. Let's just be clear about that. That is so disrespectful. I think that's the easiest way to say it. To our friend Brett Friedlander, who covers NC State, as well as, you know, the Triangle and the ACC generally, but he's got Wolfpack Maven, that we would forget the 2017 NC State game. You know, I was actually thinking, I was like, oh, that was the year that they just smacked down NC State. For whatever reason, I was thinking that was the one where I was like, yeah, they have no chance. That seems like such a long time ago. Remember that in 18?
Yeah, that was 18.
Where I was like,
Ryan Finley versus Trevor Lawrence, this whole thing, and then it was over from in basically the second series.
Clemson won by 30.
Yeah.
People were like, I don't know. And it ended up going exactly like I thought. Speaking of Clemson and general ACC stuff, before we get to Brett, have you seen this piece from, who was it? Matt Fortuna at The Athletic. Who are candidates to succeed ACC Commissioner John Swofford? Did you read this?
Oh, no, I haven't seen this.
Oh, man, I'm just reading it, Kelly. I won't read it. I mean, it's long. I'll just give you the names, okay?
Okay.
The first name, you're not ready for this. Nobody's ready for this. The first name he points out, okay, this is at The Athletic. I'll read this paragraph, all right? Another question to keep in mind when discussing candidates. Who will be making this hire? Swofford said he doesn't know what the league's plans are as far as hiring a search firm or establishing an internal committee, which opens a range of possibilities. The league's presidents will have a lot of say, and what's important to them isn't always what's important to those on the outside looking in. Clemson president Jim Clements was named as a potential candidate by several in the industry, and if he's really interested, his case could be pretty quickly bolstered or quickly shot down by the opinions of his peers who would be involved in the decision. First name. Jim Clements. Then we get to the popular candidates. This is where Michael Kelly's name came up. We got a text on the personal text line from a mutual friend who said, Michael Kelly, and I totally agree, the USFAD who just hired Jeff Scott, he spent a long time as a higher up in the ACC before he went to USF. Big deal there. Big name. That could be one. Dan Radakovic is one as well. On that list, popular candidates for ACC commissioner. And then you have Shane Lyons, who's the AD at West Virginia, was the associate commissioner of the ACC, and Oliver Luck, who was with the NCAA, recently deposed as the commissioner of the XFL, and is looking for a job. That would be an interesting one to throw in there. Those are the four names.
This article says, I'm reading verbatim, Radakovic, the Clemson AD, would want the job, according to multiple administrators within the league.
Yes.
So that's what he's reporting there. And yep. D-Rad has been the AD at Georgia Tech, too. So he has some experience at two different ACC schools, which I'm sure people would like.
I can say this generally. I've not talked to Dan about this. I've heard from folks for years that a job with a league office or a commissionership would be what it would take him away, but I've actually heard the last couple of years that he is perfectly content to retire at Clemson. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that as well.
A little bit more recently, so we'll see what happens there. I think Oliver Luck is an interesting choice because he is highly regarded across the spectrum of college athletics.
Yeah, that is an interesting choice. Does he have significant ACC ties at all?
No. Not really.
I don't know if that's a requirement or not, if they want someone. He went to West Virginia.
It very well could be. In terms of Oliver Luck, his resume, his background at West Virginia, then he worked with the NCAA. Now, a lot of these leagues go out of conference to get guys. Like Bob Bowlesby came from the Pac-12 to the Big 12.
But just as the ACC doesn't really go out of conference.
ACC hadn't really done that. That's right. They hadn't really done that. So if they're looking for an insider for the ACC, then maybe that's it. If not, then perhaps Luck would be number one on the list. It goes down. Go ahead. You have anything else to add?
No, I was just going to say Jim Clements is a really interesting one.
Yeah, it is.
He's only 56 years old, so he could be in that job for a decade or two, possibly. And I think, I would assume they want someone who is willing to put in a good amount of time, because you don't want to be just flipping over to a new commissioner in a couple years. I don't know. That could be a fascinating development.
My first thought to that point was Debbie Yao when we talked about it yesterday, but she's in her late 60s.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she would want to do that.
Dan Radicova is 62. Michael Kelly is 50. So there you go. That might be the difference there. Then they go through some ADs. Bernard Muir from Stanford. Greg Byrne from Alabama, who's young. He's not 50 yet. And then Carla Williams, the first black AD in the Power Five. And somebody who's done a good job. Speaking of black ADs, Martin Jarmond, who just got hired from BC to UCLA and is highly regarded for his time at Ohio State and in the Big Ten. And then John Wildhack, Bernadette McGlade, and Ben Tario, who I think are a little bit more long shots there. Interesting to look at that list of candidates, though, given the conversation that we had yesterday.
So we've got two Clemson guys right at the front of this list. And I'm sure there's two ways to look at it, right? One would be, oh my gosh, we finally have someone outside of the triangle in this position. So Clemson fans would probably look at this in a positive way. But also, you lose that guy. So is it even worth it, right? Would Clemson fans feel like it's worth it to lose Jim Clements or D-Rad to have them become the commissioner? And I, you know, as the commissioner, they're an advocate for Clemson and whatnot, but can't they do more for Clemson in their current positions? Just purely from a Clemson fan perspective, I wonder how people feel about that.
You know, that's an interesting question. Maybe we'll ask Brett Friedlander that question coming up in our next segment. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. Hour one continues in a moment.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Make it a red, white, and boom celebration July 4th with Carolina Fireworks. You'll find them in Easley on Highway 29 at the Georgia Line, Augusta Road at 85 and Whitehorse Road next to Waffle House. They have brands unique to the upstate like Demon Shells, Excalibur Platinum, Raccoon, and Pyro Demon. You can call in orders at 888-850-0077. Locally owned by the same family for several generations. Carolina Fireworks, online at carolinafireworks.net.
Hello, I'm a famous rock star. You're too kind. Anyway, I'm just a regular guy. I love my family, and I love my Skechers. Looks like Skechers is getting some love, too. They've got slip-ons, flexible knits, and so many ultra-comfortable shoes with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Yep, when it comes to comfort and style at a great price, absolutely nothing beats Skechers.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Sing my Sarah, broken halo, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go.
Hour one continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. And a slew of guests right now, beginning with our very good friend, Brett Friedlander, who joins us right now on the Northland Communication phone lines. He is at BFriedACC on Twitter. Check him out, NSJOnline.com, the North State Journal, and on Wolfpack Maven. What's up, Brett?
Not much. Just kind of hanging out, trying to figure out how to use this V on Words with Friends, because I'm stuck with it toward the end and it's a close game. So other than that, I'm doing well.
You know, that is a classic first world problem, and I can't say that I've never been there. I love a good game of Words with Friends, and I understand and am totally and completely at 100% supportive of your position and understanding of your plight. Now, Kelly, can we do something real quick? Can we just give Brett a round of applause? He deserves a round of applause here for the work that he did in telling us that John Swofford was going to retire. I just think that's a big deal. That the Oscar goes to Brett Friedlander for Best Documentary. What? I mean, you couldn't have been shocked by the news that came out about John Swofford giving it up.
No, I'm not. He's 71 years old. And to be honest with you, and just from having conversations with him and with people around him, I think he was looking to do that at the end of this year. But I think that he stayed on to try to help get the conference through the whole coronavirus situation. I don't think this is a shock. You know, it's not a health issue. It's not anything like that. I think he was just ready. I mean, 24 years is a long time. Consider the ACC, and this shocked me, and I really knew it already, but when I was writing it yesterday, the ACC is 67 years old. It has had four commissioners in its history. Think about that for a second. You know, it's a position that you get and you hold for a long time, and he's had it longer than anybody else. And so it was just time. I mean, this is a guy who, love him or hate him, and I know the folks down there in Clemson don't particularly care for him, just like the folks at NC State don't care for him. And he's made some decisions, and we know what we're talking about here, that you know, that went against some people outside the Triangle and UNC and all that. But give the man credit, because he saved the ACC. The ACC is together, and it is still a factor because of John Swofford and because of his foresight. He's the one who went and raided the Big East, and before it became an all-out arms race to expand, he's the one who started it. He's the one who got Virginia Tech, and he's the one who got Pittsburgh and all those schools, in Miami especially, that was one of the early ones from the Big East that bolstered the ACC, allowed it to get the big ESPN contract, and, when other conferences were getting raided, he was strengthening the ACC, and they were adding. And so, there is an ACC today because of John Swofford, and you got to give him credit for that.
I agree with you on that, Brad, and we were talking about that a lot yesterday. So where do you think the ACC goes from here? I know it's a little bit of an open-ended question. Here in Clemson, we've been talking about Jim Clements and Dan Radakovich, who we've seen on some watch lists. Do you have any hunch where the ACC goes to replace John Swofford?
I kind of do. Actually, if you want to get a good list of possible candidates, I have one on my Sports Illustrated All Wolfpack site, my Maven site, which is si.com/college/NC State. I listed out a few. Dan Radakovich is on that list, and I think that he is a viable candidate because, A, he is outside of that North Carolina base, which I think is important because of the way that the conference is constructed now. I think you almost have to go outside that area. Although one of the candidates I've listed is NC State Athletic Director Boo Corrigan, and I do that because his father Gene was the commissioner before Swofford, and I think that he's got a knowledge that would definitely be good for the job. But getting back to Radakovich, he's been at Georgia Tech, he's been at Clemson, and so he's got a perspective from different schools, and it's outside that North Carolina, stronghold. And he also is a guy who's not afraid to think outside the box. And look at what he's done in the way of facilities at Clemson. Forget the on-the-field stuff. Look what he's done as far as the physical plant. So, he's got a business acumen about him that the conference needs. But I think that, there are a couple of candidates I think that in the end will emerge as the leading contenders. One of them is Michael Kelly. He was the associate commissioner in the ACC for football before he went to be the first chief operating officer of the football playoff. He's now the athletic director at South Florida. He's not connected to any ACC school, which I think is a plus, but he also has a background in that he knows about the traditions and the history of the conference, and I think that's also a plus. And so I think that makes him a very strong candidate. The athletic director at Virginia, and I believe her name is Cassie Williams,
Carla Williams.
She is an extremely impressive candidate just because of her credentials and the job she's done at Virginia. Especially with the hires that she's made. But also, she would give the ACC an incredibly fresh perspective as the first African-American female commissioner of any major sports entity. And so I think that would be huge. And then I also think that Bernadette McGlade is another name that you have to keep in mind because she was the ACC's first full-time administrator for women's basketball. She's the one who's responsible for turning the ACC women's basketball tournament from an afterthought to a major event. She is now currently the commissioner of the Atlantic 10. Now, it's not a Power 5 conference, but she's a commissioner of a league already and has a lot of power in the NCAA, and I think that would play very well. And then the other one that I think is really an intriguing possibility is Jack Swarbrick, who is the he's the athletic director at Notre Dame. And it's interesting because Gene Corrigan was the athletic director at Notre Dame before he became commissioner at the ACC. And Swarbrick in this particular time and place is important because if you hire him as the commissioner of the ACC, tell me that doesn't help in the ACC's attempt to bring Notre Dame in as a football playing member as well. So those are the guys and women that I think are to me, the leading candidates. It's going to be interesting to see which way the ACC's board of directors goes and how much influence John Swofford has in picking his successor, because I think it's going to be an interesting story to follow over the next 6 to 8 months.
Good stuff there from Brett Friedlander, who joins us here on a Friday on Out of Bounds. Follow him on Twitter at BFriedACC. We saw, and I think this is going to be something that we see maybe more of. We saw the first sort of scheduling snafu or scheduling resolution this week with college football, where all these events being rescheduled from the spring and summer are bunched up together. And now NC State and Louisville will start the college football season on a Wednesday. What do you make of this?
It's weird because, you know, you live long enough, you see everything, you know, or you think you've seen everything. And then this, I mean, I've seen football games get postponed and moved because of weather, you know, hurricanes and stuff, because of a terrorist attack. It's the first time I've ever seen it moved because of another sporting event. Because usually college football, you know, usually football takes precedence over everything. But the Kentucky Derby is a big deal, especially in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's where they're going to play this. And Churchill Downs and Cardinal Stadium share some of the same parking areas. And there's a thing called Kentucky Derby, where on Derby week, that's when all the locals go to Churchill Downs and go to the races and do kind of a fan fest kind of thing. And it's a very well-attended thing. So something had to give, and they moved the football game to Wednesday. But here's the thing. I'm afraid that this is not going to be the last time that game or other games get moved. A couple of really kind of disturbing events this week. Morehouse College. Now, obviously, it's a Division II school, and it doesn't have a whole lot to do with, you know, FBS football, but they just announced that they've canceled their entire fall schedule. The NFL has canceled the Hall of Fame game, and I'm afraid that these are the first dominoes. It's still only late June. We still have a good 3 to 4 weeks before, you know, football practice is allowed to start back up in earnest. And I'm afraid that if we continue to have spikes, we may see more postponements, hopefully no cancellations. But I'm starting to get a little pessimistic about the football season starting on time.
Yeah, I think Kwok and I feel those feelings as well. I mean, we've been so up and down with optimism and pessimism and all these types of things. So who knows how we'll feel 2 weeks from now, right? But when we're talking about this, Brett, and then we also have seen Major League Baseball has announced they finally come to a deal. They're starting back up. First of all, I know you're a big baseball guy, so this had to be exciting initially, but do you share those same concerns about baseball as they play into late September and then into October?
Yeah. I mean, what happens if you get toward the end and you're now fighting to get into the playoffs? And I'm just going to use a Braves example because that's who I'm a fan of. What happens if Ronald Acuna Jr. tests positive? And now he's got to be quarantined for 14 days. You know, the competitive balance just kind of gets skewed. And, you know, I love it. I hope they bring it back. I miss it incredibly much. But I just don't know. This is new ground. And here's the other thing. And Kwok, you're a Braves fan too, so tell me if I'm wrong here. But, you know, this is going to be the year the Braves win the World Series.
Yeah, right.
Now, Everybody will say, oh, they'll delegitimize it and put an asterisk on it, just like the fact that 1995, oh, yeah, but they won 14 straight, this is the only one they won. So, you know, people will try to minimize it and delegitimize it just because, right? Am I right or am I right?
You know, I think there's something to that. I'm going to go a step further into crazy town and say this is going to be like when the Expos were in first place in 94 and then never sniffed first place before or after. There's going to be some godforsaken franchise that's never made any right, like the Padres or something, that have never made any right decisions. The Mariners are making the playoffs this year because they never make. I think they've got the longest drought in the sport. These are the things you're going to see. Like, the Marlins are going to win forever, or excuse me, are going to lose forever and ever. The Tigers are going to lose forever and ever. The Orioles are going to lose forever and ever. But somebody in that next group of terrible that hasn't made the playoffs in a long time is just going to pop up and win the World Series just because. And it's just going to be like we didn't have any injuries or COVID or positive COVID tests. And
look
at us, just scooter right through.
You know, the one redeeming factor is if the Evil Empire wins the World Series, you know, they're fans. Oh, 27 World Championships. Oh, we're number 28, right? Well, you know, it's like, no. This is only 27 and a half. No, you can't really throw that in there with Babe Ruth and all those guys. So you can do, you know, if the Yankees win it, you can delegitimize that. So at least there's that.
Let me follow up here, Brett, because what I think I hear you saying is if you are a historically significant franchise in terms of world championships or can reasonably be assumed to have success most years, then there's an asterisk by yours. If this is a one-off, then you totally get to have a parade. Is that the cutoff here with how we treat this season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because it's going to totally – look, you're talking about the universe DH. You're talking about that silly rule, you know, with the softball rule with putting runner on second base. I mean, you know, okay, so you're in Game 7 of the World Series, okay? And you got Smoltz and Jack Morris are just dealing zeros. And nobody can get on base. So now you just put a runner on second base where somebody hits a ground ball to second and the guy boots it and you lose the World Series because of that. You know, I mean, it's totally, like you said, a one-off. But again, when it goes into the history books, you know, there won't be an asterisk, and they'll be a legitimate champion because that's who will be recognized as the champion. So, and I got to tell you, if I'm a Braves fan or I'm a fan of the Tigers or, like you said, the Marlins or any of those other Drake's teams, if it ends up that they win, that banner's going up there. And if I'm a fan, I'm crying like crazy watching that thing go up there. And 20 years later, watching the highlights, I'm doing the same thing. So, you know, it's all a matter of perspective, I guess.
Yeah, like we got America through coronavirus with our championship. Yep. We were the ones that hung the banner. Yep. It is a stock-up situation. Every Billy Hamilton, Terrence Gore, one-tool player, who all they can do is get from second to home in extra innings. Because there's going to be one of those on every single team.
Example.
Yeah,
yep,
that's right. Exactly right.
And with expanded rosters, you can carry a guy like that. He's our extra inning designated runner.
That's correct. Brett, we appreciate it, my man. It's always good to visit with you. Enjoy your weekend. At BeFreedACC, follow him, folks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Brett. He is Brett Friedlander. We love hanging out with him on Fridays because not only is he going to give us NC State and ACC stuff, but a little bit of snark about baseball, which I love. Kelly, are you willing to say that before we go to our next break? Are you willing to say that there are some franchises that will gladly take the championship and others that have to have an asterisk?
Yeah, for sure. Sure. There are certain teams that no doubt, like, for example, Kwok, in football, let's just say, God forbid, we start playing and then the season has to be canceled or moved to the spring. And for example, let me give an example of this. NC State's 5-0 because they play cupcake after cupcake to start the year. You think NC State's claiming an ACC championship? I bet they'll try.
I bet they'll try. Mark Childress, who would never take an asterisk at all. He is a man of his word and the utmost integrity. He'll join us to talk Clemson's greatest game. Stay with us more Out of Bounds in a moment.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
The drive-thru's open because no matter what's going on in the world, we all got to eat. Feed the whole family with a Big Bo box for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Are you in constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Well, stop smacking yourself in the face and call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out with friends, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 864-777-7132 for more information and your $39 first treatment. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, Anderson Drive, Williamston.
Keep it homegrown this July 4th with Carolina Fireworks, a local, family-owned fireworks store with four upstate locations featuring brands unique to the upstate like Raccoon, Pyro Demon, Excalibur Platinum, and Demon Shells. Carolina Fireworks features custom packages or a la carte. Everything you could imagine to make your July 4th celebration a bang. On Highway 29 at the Georgia State Line, Augusta Road at 85, Whitehorse Road near Waffle House, and in Easley, or carolinafireworks.net.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2020 has been a year of challenges, but we are a resilient bunch. Just like Bennett Equipment's lineup of Takeuchi products. Whether it's compact track loaders, excavators, or wheel loaders, we have the power, stamina, and experience to overcome any obstacle. Bennett has three convenient upstate locations in Piedmont, Spartanburg, and Seneca. Whether you're renting or buying, we have you covered. Visit us at BennettEquipment.net. We wish you all good health and success. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way, getting my way for years in my career. And every lover, in and out my life, I hear love and left in tears without a care. Until I met this girl. Sables around. She caught me by surprise and said, no.
Hour one continues out of bounds. William Quaggenbush, Kelly Gramlich. Our guy Mark Childers is going to join us here in just a moment, talking Clemson's greatest games. Boy, really scraped the bottom of the barrel with this one. I was trying to think. I couldn't remember a single thing about this week's game, and I doubt anyone in our audience has any memories whatsoever from this one, Mark. This is a game that will never be talked about ever in history ever again after you show it, right?
Yeah, you can't get all the good ones, and sometimes you got to sacrifice and really just pick a random one, and that's what we did this week, Qualk. So you kind of got us there. I'm a little bit exposed.
Yeah, I'm still wet. I'm still wringing out my clothes. If you haven't noticed, 2015 Notre Dame is the subject this week for Clemson's greatest games. What is your personal? I know we're going to hear from you in the doc, but what is your personal reaction, remembrance? What is your personal take on the significance of that game as you guys are going to portray it?
So Saturday night at 7:30 on WSPA, you can see this episode 4, Notre Dame 2015. For me, Qualk, this is definitely a top 3 game that I've ever seen in Death Valley. I told you guys 2 weeks ago, Louisville 2016 is my favorite. This is probably number 2. We've got another game coming up later this season that might be number 2. Obviously, the rain. Normally, I am fortunate enough to park very close to the stadium on game days. I believe I parked in Seneca for the Notre Dame game. It was very close, the walk that we had to make after this game. And I lived in Atlanta when the Notre Dame game took place. It was about 4:30 in the morning when we got back home to Atlanta. So that's kind of the extra piece after the game that I remember. But what a classic walk. I mean, this one had a little bit of everything. It's like a movie script.
No doubt about that, Mark, and we can't wait to watch it. But, you know, when you're talking about Notre Dame, I saw a few. I saw the trailer, and these trailers have been really good. They have a nice way of roping me in, so I like that. But I think it was Don, I believe it was Don, who said this game was really the start of what we're in now for Clemson. Do you think that that is a true statement from Don, and then is that a theme throughout this episode?
Yeah, I think it's an important piece of that. And the most interesting thing for me is we've gone through each one of these episodes is you kind of have to, you got to pull out the little memory wipe device for Men in Black, right? And you need to go back to the moment in time that this game took place. You know, Notre Dame was ranked higher than Clemson in this game in 2015. Notre Dame was favored in this game. Kelly, we've got you in the docu, you know, in this episode talking about how strong Notre Dame was and kind of how the national consensus was that Notre Dame was going to beat this little upstart Clemson team. And we've been so spoiled since back in 2015, and it's really hard to detach yourself and look at any game where maybe Clemson wasn't the favorite. Maybe Deshaun Watson isn't who we think he is at this point, because this is still very early in his career. So that's been the interesting piece as we've done all of these, and definitely for Notre Dame to kind of go back and get in the mindset of, can Clemson win this game? Can Deshaun really win this huge, gigantic national night game over this historic program?
Visit with Mark Childress. You can see Clemson's greatest games, as he said right here locally, 7:30 tomorrow night. I know I always say tonight because I'm so excited to watch them. Tomorrow night, 7:30 on WSPA, and then check your local listings for other affiliates throughout the state. As far as the game goes, Mark, there's only one thing I need to see, and I just need confirmation that we see it in the documentary. It's three words, Brian Kelly face. Do we see Brian Kelly face in the doc?
You will have to tune in on Saturday night to see if you see Brian Kelly's face. You will see, and we tipped it a little bit in the trailer, you know, we were able to spend some time with Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel, which ended up being a really cool treat for him to kind of set the scene and give his memories of the game. So that was a pretty good get that we got here just recently to be able to include him in the documentary. So we were super excited about that.
That's awesome, Mark, because people forget. And I'm sure, okay, well, I don't want to say people forget because that's generalizing and I'm sure people still remember, but there was even some talk before that game of, I'm not going to say canceling, but postponing. I remember Nikki Haley said, if you don't have to go, please don't go, which is just kind of funny because no one has to be there, but a lot of people showed up. So do you guys go in depth about just what a big factor, really not just during the game, but before the game, the weather was?
Yeah, we talk about that from two perspectives in this episode. Obviously, how serious it was, right? And Jim talks about that a little bit. I believe you'll hear from Tim Beret talking about it as well. Everyone, I think, forgets a little bit how much rain we got during that week and how much flooding there was in Columbia and the lower part of the state. There were a number of people who passed away as part of the flooding. I mean, it was a pretty big deal that Clemson kind of decided to buck the system and play this game. So I think that's an important piece of it. Also, you know, I learned something whenever we put these episodes together. Hearing from Jay Guillermo, hearing from Artavis Scott, hearing from Eric McLean about some of the creative ways that Clemson practiced during the week leading up to the Notre Dame game, knowing that the balls were going to be saturated, knowing that you were going to have all these weather elements that are really hard to prepare for. There's some really cool little anecdotes about how Clemson did some unique things to prepare for this game as well.
We had Tim Beret on yesterday, and he talked about his tweet where no one gets two-point conversions on Clemson. This was one of those. I would imagine there's some breakdown of the two-point conversion, Mark. That's a big part of the dialogue here toward the end.
Yeah, we've got Ben Boulware. Of course, you have to have him.
Right.
Literally talking about the leading up to the play, the formation that he saw Notre Dame in, how some of the decisions were made and how he kind of sniffed it out a little bit that it was going to be the play that it was. And Ben also had some pretty revealing information about his celebration after the game, which was something that I didn't know about either. So I'm attempting to tease you as much as I can, but if you want to hear Ben Boulware talk about maybe his most iconic play at Clemson, you're going to get that on the episode tomorrow night at 7:30 on WSPA.
Cannot wait. This is going to be great. And, you know, recently with spikes and things like that, there's no reason you should be leaving your house Saturday night. So, of course, you need to sit down and watch Clemson's greatest games. Can you give us a little preview, Mark, of what's coming up next week? Which games should we be ready for next week?
Yeah, so episode 5, and we're putting the finishing touches on it now, is the streak breaker in 2014, Clemson hosting South Carolina. So, of course, leading up to that ball game, all the talk was about Deshaun's knee. And whether he would play or not, and the misery of Clemson fans trying to get the monkey off their back, right, and finally beat South Carolina. So we've got some great stuff in that ball game as well. I forgot how entertaining that game was. Artavis Scott talking about his jet sweep success that day is a lot of fun and a big piece of that episode. And we've got Jake Yermo in that episode, and we also have Jay in the Notre Dame episode this weekend. And I know you guys know him well. He's hilarious. So much fun. Jay tells a great story in this Notre Dame episode about the touchdown that Clemson scored right after halftime. Remember, Clemson was up 14-3 against Notre Dame at half. Aaron Lakip, the kicker, forces a turnover to start the second half on the kick. Remember, he had that picture-perfect tackle where he put his helmet right on the ball of the returner, popped that ball out on the ground, and that led to Deshaun having a touchdown run. Jay Guillermo is intimately involved in that play, and hearing him retell it and his role in Deshaun's celebration afterwards, which was where Deshaun pointed right at the camera and then hit the dab. You know, this is back when the dab was cool. It is a great story as well. So you'll have that this week, and then we'll have South Carolina Streak Breaker will be episode 5 next Saturday night.
I need Kelly to clarify, is the dab not cool anymore?
The dab is dead, Quad.
I don't know.
It's dead?
The dab is very dead.
What,
yeah.
What is the new dab? What replaced it?
Probably some TikTok dance.
Some TikTok dance.
I would guess.
You know what? This is how quickly you get old. This is it right here. I don't know jack about any TikTok dances. I don't know. This is really news to me. I've learned a lot. Mark Childress, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate it. And Kelly, great foresight, because we're going to be off next Friday to be able to get in a little twofer.
Oh,
so
yes.
So we're looking forward
good
to
point.
Both of those. See, I thought you were Johnny on the spot right there, or Jane on the spot.
I totally was thinking about that when
so,
I asked the question, of course.
There you go. So we got a little two birds with one stone action. Tune in tomorrow night, 7:30, WSPA here locally, or check your local listings for the time, place, channel, all that jazz in your area. And then next week, you can do the same for 2015 Notre Dame, 2014 South Carolina. And our man, Mark Childress, is the man with the plan. He and Richmond Weaver have got it covered. Mark, thank you so much, my friend. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Clark. Appreciate you guys. Bye.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, too. Good stuff there. Kelly, my classic story. I know I've told you the classic story about leaving about 2 in the morning from the Notre Dame game. Have I told you this?
Because your car got stuck in the mud?
It got stuck in the
mud.
That's
right.
Not the mud. Not the mud. It was like a hovercraft, like a jet ski. I couldn't see the tires because there was so much water in my parking spot.
Oh, no.
And so I really prayed because I was like, God, I have to lead worship in like 6 hours. Like, I have to go home. I have to sleep some. And so I did that. All right. God answers prayers. Amen. Let's go to Delvin. Final phone call this hour before we have Brett Ciancia from Pigskin Previews in our next segment. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Delvin?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Y'all talking about like the 80s, not 80, but commissioner situation. I would do it with the Big Ten, did go outside the box a little bit. Because I don't think anybody would have said Kevin Warren would have been the next Big Ten commissioner of the Big Ten. You know, they usually would have stayed in the house there. They went outside the house and got somebody like that. You know, they could go to the NFL like the Big Ten did.
Let me ask you this. Would Oliver Luck qualify as that type of an outside? Is he outside enough?
Yeah, I think he outside enough because he don't seem like the program. Like I know the SFL, but he'll be there. He'll be inside the NCAA, and so I think he'll be the perfect fit for it.
It's a good question, but Delvin. It's a good thought.
But knowing the ACC, the Power Go, Bubba Cunningham from North Carolina.
Right, exactly right. That's what we think. Or they're going to go with Corrigan from NC State, like Brett was talking about. Keep it in the family.
Yeah, so, but that thing, you know, yeah, we missed all these names, and that thing, you know, Bubba Cunningham, the new ACC commissioner. You like, where they come from?
Oh, man. Delvin, we appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, third time on call, guys.
Absolutely. I think an outside hire, like people around here would applaud that greatly. It wouldn't even matter who it was. Because two things would be true. One, Clemson would get to keep all its people, which Clemson likes.
Right.
And two, it wouldn't be somebody from Tobacco Road, which Clemson would hate. So as long as it checks both those boxes, Clemson people would eat it up, I think.
I still think keeping Clemens and Radakovich here is probably the best thing overall.
Yes.
For Clemson. And that's what a majority of the texters are saying. But it can't hurt you. I mean, to have Jim Clemens as the commissioner of the ACC for the next 20, 25 years, that's not going to be a problem. That's not going to be a bad thing. So now, we'll see what happens.
That's definitely right. This hour of the program is brought to you by Zero Res. If you haven't noticed, folks, coronavirus cases are up. And they're not going to, like, whisk that thing away. But it is true that for all viruses, dirty surfaces, including carpets, are culprits for spreading disease. This is why you need to have a clean home. This is why Zero Res is important, particularly if that carpet has been in your home for a while and you've been just cleaning it with the detergents and soaps. You don't know how much damage you're doing long-term to your carpet because it is inviting all the stuff that you just picked up right back down. That's the Zero Res difference. They don't use any of that stuff. Zero residue and right now zero contact, where they're going to disinfect between cleanings. They're going to wear the masks and the boots and the gloves and everything else. They're going to make sure they social distance so they protect you, they protect themselves. 558-7300, call them, schedule online, zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. Talking football hour two.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Health insurance can be frustrating, expensive, the whole process overwhelming. At The Insurance Source, our mission statement is simple and straightforward. Everything we do is to help make health insurance easier. For the business owner who needs to protect his bottom line. For the HR folks who often handle hundreds of things all at once. For the employees who need to understand how all of this works and appreciate what they have and someone they can count on to fight for them. We love to help people, and we're good at it. Can we help you? Give us a call, 864-INSURE-1. That's 467-8731. You have a lot of choices in who to use, but I'm proud of my team and the great work that we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley invites you to stop by and check out all the new Yokohama G-Lander and Advan Series tires. From May 15th to July 5th, buy a set of four select Yokohama G-Lander or Advan tires and you could receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid card or Visa virtual account. Call Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley at 859-1361 or see them online at stscnow.com. Yokohama G-Lander or Advan Series tires from Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
When untamed, water is one of the most destructive forces on Earth, creating problems that cause you to be non-compliant. Incompliance is a turnkey stormwater, lake construction, and dredging company. Water management comes with a myriad of code requirements, and Incompliance specializes in keeping your water issues compliant, from full engineering and construction to simple solutions for small problems. They're the pros. Find them at stormwaterproblems.com. stormwaterproblems.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Here's Tom Hill from Katazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor. A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We're going to handle it soup to nuts. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.